Welcome back to News Rant Business and Corporate for Monday evening, August 17, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsrant.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
TradeGate AG publishes its half-year report. TradeGate AG has reported a strong first half of 2026 with a 15% increase in revenue to around 281 billion euros. The number of individual transactions rose by 31.7% to 47,497,913 trades. Profit from ordinary activities increased by 63.7% to €66.11 million. Net profit after tax rose by 64.2% to €46.087 million. The half-yearly report is available on the company's website. Reploid plans? Stock split at a ratio of 1 to 15. Reploid Group AG plans to split the company's shares at a ratio of 1 to 15 to enhance tradability. The resolution will be submitted to the annual general meeting on September 14, 2026. CEO Philip Power aims to make REPLOID stock more accessible for retail investors by reducing the price per share. The stock split will increase the number of shares from 110,881 to 1,663,215 without issuing new shares.
CBFAG strengthens the growth segment of sensor technology and electromechanics with two product innovations. SBFAG strengthens its growth segment of sensor technology and electromechanics with two new product innovations, the Automatic Label Feeder, ALF, and the Automatic Optical Inspection System, INSCCT. These field-tested solutions address the trends of automation and digitalization, offering high customer value and efficiency potential. ALF now allows for automated labeling of glass vials, expanding its reach to industries like pharmaceuticals and laboratory diagnostics. Inspect automates quality inspection in electronics manufacturing, enhancing process control with its high-resolution camera and software capabilities. CBF's innovative approach combines technological expertise with customer benefits, positioning the company for future growth.
BTS Group co-founder and CEO Rafael Olicky to receive the International Business Expansion Award. BTS Group co-founder and CEO Rafael Olicky is set to receive the prestigious International Business Expansion Award at the upcoming Top Entrepreneur of USA Awards. The event, hosted by Negocios Magazine, will honor Olicky's leadership and vision in driving BTS Group's international growth within the telecommunications and technology industry. The ceremony will take place on October 8th at the EB Hotel Miami.
Helix Biopharma Corp. appoints Marcus Luffler, ND, MBA, as Chief Medical Officer to support next phase of clinical development. Helix Biopharma Corp. announced the appointment of Marcus Luffler, MD, MBA, as Chief Medical Officer to lead the next phase of clinical development. Dr. Luffler brings over three decades of experience in oncology drug development, with a focus on advancing innovative therapies. His expertise will be crucial as Helix progresses its clinical programs, including the evaluation of LDOS-47 in combination with pembrolizumab for non-small cell lung cancer and the development of LEUUNUNA for leukemia relapse.
Schott Pharma advances climate action with updated science-based climate targets. Schott Pharma, a pioneer in drug containment solutions, advances climate action with updated science-based climate targets. The targets, validated by the Science-Based Targets Initiative, focus on energy efficiency, emission reductions, and sourcing renewable energies. The company's commitment to reducing greenhouse gas emissions across its value chain is reinforced, prioritizing impactful measures for a sustainable future.
Greenland Mines GRML completes SCARE Guard Bathymetric Survey, advances 2026 drill program. Greenland Mines completed its 2026 bathymetric survey campaign at the SCARE Guard project in southeast Greenland, exceeding original plans. The high-resolution seabed data will support new navigational charts and future marine shipping operations. Additionally, the company finished all necessary drill core work for the planned bulk sample and transitioned to resource definition drilling. A new core shack is now operational, marking progress towards the project's initial assessment.
WRAP Technologies WRAP, selected to support Florida Teacher Safety Training Program. WRAP Technologies has been selected by WOFT Charities to support the Florida Teacher Safety Training Program with a $475,000 appropriation. The training will focus on situational awareness, threat recognition, and de-escalation techniques for teachers and school personnel. This collaboration aims to provide practical safety training and could potentially expand to other professional safety environments and private citizens in the future.
Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, reports lower Q2 expenses, advances Lucid-MS into phase 2. Quantum Biopharma reported a significant decrease in Q2 expenses, with operating expenses down 53% year-over-year to $2.29 million, and general and administrative expenses decreased by 47% to $1.76 million. The company also announced FDA approval for its investigational new drug application for Lucid-MS, allowing Quantum to move forward with a phase 2 clinical trial for patients with progressive multiple sclerosis.
Regentis Biomaterials RGNT moves Gelrin-C along parallel U.S. clinical and European commercial tracks. Regentis Biomaterials is progressing its Gelrin-C cartilage repair platform with over 50% enrollment in the pivotal phase 3 SAGE study. FDA approval for a single-arm protocol using historical data is expected to lead to a PMA process by 2027. In Europe, Gelrin-C holds CE mark approval, with surgeon training underway and a new manufacturing process increasing yield by 400%.
Beeline Holdings BLNE reports 57% revenue growth, improved margins in Q2 2026. The company's net loss narrowed to $4 million, and adjusted EBITDA loss improved $2.60 million. Operating margins increased by 9.4% from the previous quarter, with no corporate debt and $50.50 million in shareholders' equity. Beeline expects July revenue and operating margin to be the highest this year. CEO Nick Lussa also invested $500,000 in Beeline through a convertible note.
Mission IR News Breaks. Dyadic International Inc. entered agreements for $2.90 million registered direct offering and private placement. Dyadic International has finalized agreements for a $2.90 million registered direct offering and private placement. The company will offer 3,625,000 common shares at $0.795 each, along with warrants at $0.05 each. The transactions are expected to close on or about August 14, 2026, with the proceeds to be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. Aegis Capital Corp. is the exclusive placement agent for the offerings. Investor news breaks. Atlas Lithium Corporation remained on track for first NEBS lithium production in Q4 2027. The project aims to produce 150,000 tons annually, with strong interest exceeding planned capacity, with an impressive 145% IRR and 11-month payback. The project is progressing well in engineering, construction, and partner contracts. Atlas Lithium expects to create over 5,000 jobs in Brazil's Jequitinhonha Valley.
Rock Breaks USA Rare Earth Inc. reported Q2026 results. Advanced Integrated Rare Earth Supply Chain. USA Rare Earth reported Q2026 revenue of $5.80 million and $1.53 billion in cash. The company secured funding, acquired Serra Verde Group, and selected Blacksburg SC for a new manufacturing operation. CEO Barbara Humpton will retire on October 1st with Thras Mariatis as her successor. USA Rare Earth is on track to complete the Round Top definitive feasibility study and reach 600 metric tons per year magnet manufacturing capacity at its Stillwater facility in 2026.
Investor news breaks. Largo Inc. reported 68.5% revenue growth, higher vanadium production in quarter 2 2026. Largo Inc. announced a 68.5% revenue growth in quarter 2026, reaching $44 million, with increased vanadium production. The company reported a net loss of $22.70 million, citing non-cash items and higher costs. Largo secured a $60.10 million delivery order from the U.S. Defense Logistics Agency and began copper PGM concentrate production at its Moracas Mention mine. Vanadium pricing saw a 45.8% increase from the previous year.
Investor news breaks. Sky Harbor Resources Limited TSH Frankfurt CYH Frankfurt C1P signed Yurchison Uranium Property Option Agreement with Purecore Metals. Sky Harbor Resources Limited signed an option agreement with Purecore Metals, allowing Purecore to earn up to a 100% interest in the Yurchison Uranium property in northern Saskatchewan. To earn the initial 70% interest, Purecore must provide $350,000 in cash, $700,000 in shares, and incur $3.50 million in exploration expenditures over 3 years. The property is located about 75 kilometers south of Kamako Rabbit Lake operation, with historical samples showing promising uranium and molybdenum values. Investor news breaks. Military Metals Corp. launches drilling at West Gore Antimo Gold Project. Military Metals Corp. has started an exploration drilling campaign at its West Gore Antimo Gold Project in Nova Scotia. The program includes at least 7 holes totaling 1,750 meters, targeting the downplunge extension of the past producing deposit and the Brook vein occurrence. West Gore, a significant antimo producer during World War I, remains underexplored. Antimony is a critical mineral designated by the Canadian government and Nova Scotia province.
Investor news breaks. Surface Metals Inc. participated in fast metal products in global economies. And if you look at the patterns of U.S. Metals Inc. products in Global X Inc., it comes from 10 to 15%. And we see the results causing a different metal on what makes it complex. The event focused on lithium and battery materials, supply chain developments, and critical minerals. President and CEO Steve Hansen engaged with industry participants, investors, and strategic partners to discuss the company's Clayton Valley Lithium Project and strategy for advancing domestic critical mineral resources amid growing electrification and energy storage demands.
Mining news breaks. King Global Ventures Inc. is advancing exploration at its Black Canyon Silver Cord project in Arizona amidst a U.S. South push to bolster the Punj mining workforce. The company is conducting a 14,000-foot diamond drill program at the Iron Horse target to test geophysical anomalies for potential mineralization. Previous drilling at Silver Cord revealed high-grade polymetallic veins. This effort aligns with the government's $100 million investment in mining schools and over $2 billion in new mining-related investments.
Investor news breaks. First Atlantic Nickel and Cobalt Corporation extends Alloy Max Zone with a 525-meter mineralized drill hole at its Pipestone XL Nickel Cobalt Alloy Project. The hole, XL-26-16, intersected large grain alloyite over its entire length, showing higher visual abundance and coarser grains than previous holes. This discovery prompts the company to in-re-apart magnetic surveys for potential zone expansion. First Atlantic continues drilling at Alloway Max, aiming to concentrate alloite without traditional processing methods.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.